Well, well. Sir John Malcolm, the sweet and smooth talker sent to us directly from the English Embassy. And to what do we owe this honor? We really, really enjoyed it. We really enjoyed the companionship of our two governments. It was agreed that the English government would support the Iranian forces in the assault on those infidel Russians. Abbas Mirza led the whole war all by himself.
As far as we know, the army of Tabriz has defeated the Russian general in the front line of Yerevan, to the point that Sisanov has escaped to Baku Bay.
Oh, come on.
Colonel MacDonald is in charge of the British consulate in Tabriz. How do you know that the defeat of the Russian general wasn't at all supported by us?
And how was I supposed to know that it was? The great English government still awaits the king's assurance to take on Bushehr and grant the concession of building industrial complexes so that it can stand by Iran in solving its problems with the Imperial Russian government. Do not worry, my king. We shall be by your side the entire time. You can trust us to fight alongside you and never leave you. It is a gift from His Excellency the King of England to the King of Iran. We wish to expand our relations between our two great governments. I mean, Iran has to introduce a representative who will be the liaison between Tehran and London. We have Mirza Abul Hassan Shirazi in mind. Okay, then.
Giving away the deed of my pomegranate garden to marry Miss Gohar Malik was the hardest thing I had to do in my entire life.
Failure is really bad. May God give you patience. You mean Mizra Bolasan Khan is trying to pretend he doesn't know Sir John Malcolm?
Stop meddling, you. The king has given you too much credit.
Come in, you English horse.
Oh, with great pleasure, sire. I'm coming. Now please, get out of my way.
In fact, being called an English horse or a French mule is all you wind up with serving at court. Step aside, step aside.
We have convinced the king for you to be the liaison between Tehran and London. You call it ambassador. You are one of us now, my friend. The East India Company and London will support you fully. Have no worries.
Thank you very much, sir. I will make it up to you. I promise.
Then start your work. London wishes you to keep the scholars and clerics away from the king. Make them cynical about the king. Of course, we don't expect you to do all this at once now. But the harder you try, the harder Britain will work on your promotion up our prestigious ranks.
I will not neglect any efforts in your favor, Sir Jones.
Mirza Abul Hassan Shirazi. From this moment on, we've decided to make you the liaison of the Iranian kingdom and the Imperial English government. And for this, from now on, you will be appointed as the Iranian government's ambassador.
Even dying for this honorable title would be an honor.
Damn that scoundrel.
I was reading the Holy Quran last night, sir, and I learned so much about how these damned devils deceive human beings. War, disputes, and murder. Demons are in two groups, genies and villains. I am convinced that the villain demons are the English. Their wicked policies have caused dispute between Iran and Russia. Tell me, what is it for? To destroy our culture and religion. They're not capable of understanding our powerful nation. The Iranian army must be well organized both spiritually and militarily to be worthy of our most beloved and blessed country. So we should go to war with the English, not Russia. They are both of the same element, but we must be wise. Sometimes they enslave nations like India. And sometimes they reach their goals by getting help from spies, like Mirza Bolhassan Shirazi, their foreign ambassador. Today, this monarchy is trying to shatter the union between the people and religion in any way possible. In most cases, lack of religion will help them achieve their goals much easier. As long as people remain in the battlefield, the enemy can't do anything to find a way into this country. I highly recommend that you read the blessed Holy Quran with all of its grace and wisdom. Reading the Quran will empower and inspire you. The Holy Quran speaks of sovereignty. The Holy Quran speaks of the devil, which is the end of seeking power.
My loneliness is killing me. It's so very quiet here. Don't you think it's quiet around here, Khatun?
Why? Are you bored, my dear?
Yes, very.
Then it's time for you to get married.
Gohar, do you want to pick raspberries with us?
Come on, come with us. Let's go play.
May I please?
Yes, go. Maybe your luck will change.
Thank you. Why hasn't your family come yet?
Everyone in my family was killed. I heard that some were imprisoned. My mother was exiled to Siberia.
You can stay at that house for as long as you want.
I was supposed to meet up with Abbas Mirza. You were supposed to tell him, were you not? So what happened?
Abbas Mirza is standing right in front of you. You are safe here. If there's a problem, you can tell my servants to inform me, so I can see you. Goodbye.
Gitvan.
Andre.
I am no longer Andre. From now on, you can call me Lachin Khan.
What do you mean?
I'm a Muslim now, Gitvan. After escaping from Georgia, I took shelter in a mosque. A Sayyid gave me and my men shelter and food. And then I joined the army of Tabriz. I still really want to marry you, Gitvan. I swear to God.
Whatever went on between us in the past was a mistake, Andre. Forget it. Besides, thinking of marriage in this chaos is a stupid dream, a crazy delusion.
At least let me come see you from time to time.
It's best if you're not seen here, Andre. Go!
Andre's dead. I'm Lachin Khan. Lachin Khan.
Sisyanov has escaped to Bat Kube. Hussein Goli Khan, the governor of Bat Kube, is Muslim. He won't betray the central government. He's not a man of betrayal.
But he's a conservative.
These days, everyone's conservative.
We've sent a courier to ask Hussein Goli Khan to help our army in coming together and overthrowing this Russian general. I want you to send a group to Bat Kube to crush Sisyanov.
We must not let the Russian general get away this time. The other side of Bat Kube are the Russian borders, and I fear that if he gets away this time, he will go straight to St. Petersburg.
He'll go to kiss the Tsar's hands.
The governor of Bat Kube has been informed of the matter in advance. Be very careful.
Trust me, we'll get him this time.
We must cross the forest before sundown.
May God be with you.
Hello. Welcome, welcome here.
Thank you.
Sit down, please. Sit down, please.
We're staging a passion play. It's Muharram, the month to mourn the death of the martyred Imam Hussein. I'm here to invite you.
I'd love to come.
Are you Christian?
Yes.
And are you married?
Not yet. The war took away everything from me. My mother and my father.
You are a very brave woman. I'll send someone to get you.
Mazlum Hussein Shamecham vorude ale beit shah khuban shod azizan shod شامقم نمایان شد
ملک گفت و مجر محشد به شامقم نمایان شد
به گفت و زینب به چشم گریان
به گفت و زینب به چشم گریان
Yeah.